From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The man behind the failed bomb attack in New York's Times Square is warning of more attempted attacks as long as the United States, in his words, terrorizes the Muslim people. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the case against Faisal Shahzad came to an abrupt end as he pleaded guilty to all charges against him.
The charges were linked to an SUV packed with a homemade explosive that Shahzad parked and tried to detonate in Times Square on May 1st. The bomb failed to go off, and no one was hurt in the botched attack. 2 days later, Shahzad was arrested trying to flee the U.S. on a commercial flight from New York to Dubai. Among other things, Shahzad admitted to conspiring with the Pakistani Taliban on the attack, taking $12,000 from the group and training in explosives with their affiliates in Pakistan. He had cooperated with authorities for weeks before he was finally indicted. It's unclear how that cooperation will affect his sentence. Sentencing is scheduled for October 5th. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
A new survey finds that most Americans believe the U.S. needs new energy policies, including development of alternative forms of energy. But the New York Times CBS poll also finds most of those surveyed are unwilling to pay higher prices for gasoline to help develop new sources of energy. The majority of those questioned support the administration's six-month moratorium on offshore drilling. That moratorium is being challenged in court. Swede White of member station WRKF reports a federal judge is expected to rule on the matter tomorrow.
The ban on deepwater drilling prompted Hornbeck Offshore Services to file the lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana earlier this month. The vessel service company says it expects losses in revenue from the ban on drilling. The lawsuit names the federal government as the defendant, and two other offshore companies joined the suit on June 9th. They allege the Interior Department and President Obama's administration put the moratorium in place without legal justification. The Interior Department responded that the six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling is necessary to avoid additional well blowouts and oil spills. For NPR News, I'm Swede White in Baton Rouge.
While lawyers argue over the drilling moratorium, crews along the Gulf Coast are working to capture and clean birds whose feathers are saturated with oil from the spill. Steve Martoreno is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
We've been sending 55 boats a day out, and since almost day one, that once the oil hit this area, and so we feel like we've really made inroads in a lot of the heavily oiled birds.
Martoreno says the number of birds being brought to his triage center is declining. A congressional investigation has concluded that the Pentagon is paying tens of millions of dollars in tax money to Afghan warlords, the Taliban, and public officials in Afghanistan to ensure safe passage for convoys supplying NATO troops. The report is entitled Warlord Incorporated. This is NPR News from Washington. High winds and tinder-dry conditions are helping spread the wildfire that's threatening homes near Flagstaff, Arizona. Kim Ott is a spokeswoman for the city of Flagstaff.
It's just pushing that fire, allowing it to crown and get into the trees and then extending it. So the weather has played a huge factor for us here.
The blaze has spread over 10,000 acres so far and is only about 10% contained. Hundreds of people have been evacuated as a precaution as flames edge closer to dozens of homes. At the World Cup soccer tournament in South Africa, the last round of group play begins today. NPR's Mike Pesca reports one European team that has been the focus of much World Cup drama may be heading home after today.
In what is likely their last game in the World Cup, South Africa plays the internally fractured French. Were South Africa to lose or even to win by less than 3 or 4 goals, they will be the first World Cup nation not to make the knockout round. The French went on strike for a day to protest the tactics of their coach. If it's a lack of soccer thereafter, they're nearly certain to get it as they must win and win decisively to have even the slightest chance to advance. A team's total goal differential is the first tiebreaker in group play, which gives rise to interesting situations such as Australia, which must win by 4 goals in order to qualify when they play Ghana. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Cape Town, South Africa.
President Obama meets with state insurance commissioners today. He's also expected to warn health insurance industry executives against imposing big rate increases in anticipation of changes under the new health care law. A key part of the meeting today will be about the plan's new patient protections, such as barring discrimination against those with pre-existing conditions. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.